Coach, I just kind of look back at that game. You guys are early in the game. You guys are up 6-5, and I think it kind of turned when Erica kind of got her two fouls, and then there was a string of about four or five turnovers in a row that TMP just could not miss a shot after that, and that's kind of where the game turned.
You know, that it's kind of exactly right where that happened. You know, we just got to be smart and not make that that foul right there. And then, you know, we just weren't getting on the three-point shooters. We were giving them lots of open, uncontested shots. And then, you know, when things get tough, we've got to slow down. And we just kept trying to run and push it, and we were not making the right passes. We were thrown right into them. Their pressure on their half-court trap was, you know, we could have beat it. We just were going way too fast. And then when it's this kind of game, you know, it just starts setting in, and then it just kind of starts rolling the wrong direction.
You know, it was just a combination, too. You guys just could not buy a field goal there for a long stretch of the ball game, and I think that kind of wore it on you guys as well.
You know, you're right. You know, our shots, we were getting our shots, but, you know, our feet weren't quite set. We were off balance. We were praying the ball would go in rather than just relaxing and shooting. You know, when your shots don't go, it just starts wearing on you a lot.
You know, just kind of thinking that late second quarter, you got it to within 13, and you had to have the feeling maybe if you could get it to within 10, that maybe there would be a chance there, you know, just to get it to within 10. But they hit the three to go in the locker room, and that just kind of really – that was kind of the ultimate deflator.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to keep it close. You know, a team like this, you can't let them get a big lead. It's just going to be too hard to come back against them. And, you know, when they made that late three in the half, it just kind of was like – and then our heads just dropped at halftime, and you know, it was just a tough game. You know, the girls worked hard, they played hard. You know, we just couldn't buy a basket.
And just, you know, 1-3, but you know, this season it didn't go the way you guys wanted it to. You guys were right there, and just here and there, just couldn't quite get those breaks to get over the hump there, and just the season. I know. It's tough to see in an 8-13 record, but did you guys feel like you guys made a lot of strides throughout the year?
You know, I have so much to be thankful for these girls. They've worked hard every day in practice. It's hard to get beat by really good teams and have to come back to practice and go again the next day. And these girls kept battling. They fought. They're a fun group of girls. They're a great group of girls. I just wish that, you know, we could have made that turn and made some things happen, but, you know, it just didn't go the way we wanted it. But I don't say anything bad about these girls. If they would have some of these other schools' schedules, we would have had, you know, a lot more successful of a year. But that's okay. We have a tough schedule, tough league, and these girls have nothing to be down about. I'm super proud of them, their effort, and everything they've given me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you've had this group about, 38 of 39 of 43 times this group has started your starters over the last 2 years. You don't have that too often, and you lose a good group of four seniors, and I think they're just a fun, energetic group. You have Ella in there. You have Amber, you have Tori in there. She made a lot of strides this year. Allie, who had a new kind of game that you hadn't seen all year. Those four seniors really were just great leaders on and off the court.
They are tremendous workers. I could tell you something really good about all of them. It'd take me all night, though.
we got plenty of air time, Coach.
I am so thankful for them. You know, all their attitudes are great. They help the younger kids, and they just battle. They have a heart of gold, and they would do anything for anybody. And I couldn't be more proud to be their coach the last 2 years.
Absolutely. It's been fun watching them here. And this year, I know some tough times, and this is a great team here, despite what their final record says. And Coach Amy Felker, thanks again for everything all year. You had to put up with me a lot so this year, whether it be the interviews during the day, the coaches' shows, whatnot. I appreciate all the access with your program this year, and I always enjoy covering you guys. You guys are a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Adam, for everything you do for us.
You betcha. Have a safe trip back.
Thanks.